Dalid, which is going to say, we said rechava k'dila kabla riach. The korah has to be wide enough to hold an ariach, a half brick. But the question is, is that just for looks and showing the sort of dimension, or does it mean actually physical strength too? So Tana Kama says, yeah, ubriya k'dila kabla riach. It has to be like gesund, healthy, strong enough that it can hold an ariach also. There's actually machlokas we're showing him here. Does that mean a single brick atop of that beam, or does it mean you could tile the entire beam with these bricks and it will hold? The machlokas, obviously that means a very substantial brick, substantial korah if it's holding a whole row of them. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, rechava, as long as it's got the width, afal pisha eno bria, it doesn't need to actually physically hold it. You know, if you look, you know, when people have like crown molding in their houses, so it's made out of like styrofoam. It's like no strength at all. You can poke your finger through it. But it looks, you know, substantial. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's enough. And why is that enough? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you recall back now, according to Bar Tanur, according to the first Mishnah, the reason for the korah is there to be a halachic, not a hecker, that's the point, to be a mechitza. The Tana Kama holds it's got to be a hecker. So they're saying how a hecker means it has to look like substantial, and therefore defining how substantial has to appear. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda says it's just there as a legality, as a wall, to make a legal wall. Therefore, who cares? As long as it's got the dimensions required, who cares if it's not actually substantial? Physically substantial, and goes on. It doesn't matter. Therefore, he says, as long as it's got the width, that's good enough. According to the other sheet I told you, who says that his issue was that over 20 slakosha, because people look up there, then indeed it's just functioning. It would be functioning simply as a hacker also. And then he would say the pshat is, you know, if it looks big like the crown molding, you don't know that it's not actually really strong. It's just going to be paper mache and it works fine.